Chapter 6, Raising the Widow's Son in Nain. Luke 7, 11 through 17, verses 11 to 15. Not long after healing the Roman officer's servant, Jesus went to the village Nain. His disciples were with him, along with quite a large crowd. As they approached the village gate, they met a funeral procession. A woman's only son was being carried out for burial, and the mother was a widow. When Jesus saw her, his heart broke. He said to her, "Don't cry." Then he went over and touched the coffin. The pallbearer stopped. He said, "Young man, I tell you, get up." The dead son sat up and began talking. Jesus presented him to his mother. Verses 16 and 17. They all realized they were in a place of holy mystery, that God was at work among them. They were quietly worshipful, and then noisily grateful, calling out among themselves, "God is back, looking to the needs of his people." The news of Jesus spread all through the country. This happened immediately after healing the Roman officer's servant. Nain was a small town near Nazareth. Jesus is accompanied by his disciples and a large crowd, showing his growing influence. A funeral procession is happening at the village gate, a critical moment in Jewish mourning traditions. The dead man is the woman's only son, her only provider and source of security. She was also a widow, meaning she had no husband to support her. In ancient Jewish society, this meant no income or protection at all, and likely facing extreme poverty and social isolation. Her future was hopeless without a male family member. Jesus sees her pain and his heart breaks. This is one of the clearest moments of Jesus' deep compassion. He is moved before being asked for help. He tells her, "Don't cry," not as a command, but as an assurance that he is about to change her situation. Jesus touched the coffin, which was highly unusual. Jewish law considered touching a dead body or coffin ceremonially unclean. Instead of becoming unclean, Jesus' power reverses death itself. He says, "Young man, I tell you, get up." The dead man immediately sits up and speaks, proving he is fully alive. Jesus then personally presents him back to his mother, restoring her hope, security, and future. The crowd was in awe and worship. The people recognized this as an act of God and sounded, "God is back, looking to the needs of his people." Their reaction has two key elements. 1. Reverence. They are in awe of this holy mystery. And 2. Joyful praise. They spread the news of Jesus everywhere. Jesus' compassion comes before the miracle. The woman does not even ask for help, yet Jesus moves to help her. This reflects God's deep care for those who are suffering and helpless. This is one of three resurrection miracles Jesus performs, also Jairus' daughter and Lazarus. Jesus' words alone reverse death, proving he is Lord over life itself. The son is physically restored to life. The widow is restored socially and financially, preventing her from despair. The entire town is spiritually impacted, leading them to praise God. This miracle prepares people for the ultimate resurrection, Jesus rising from the dead. It shows that death is not the end when Christ is present. Thoughts and reflection. Do we trust in Jesus' compassion, even when we don't ask for it? How do we respond to God's miracles, with silent awe or with joyful worship? Do we believe that Jesus has the power to bring life from the dead in our own situations,